Glass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Okay, now we come to the real yummy part of the show, and we're going to be talking to Doron Peterson, who is the owner of Sticky Fingers Bakery and has a great, delicious new book out called Sticky Fingers Sweets, 100 Super Secret Vegan Recipes. Welcome to It's All About Food.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, do we have someone else on the show with us?
This is Doron Peterson.
Yeah, I know. It sounded like it was a dog that was joining us.
No, those are probably just our very loud refrigerators behind me. I'm actually in the shop today.
Oh, great. Okay, well, thank you. So I'm real excited to be talking about you. I love your new book. Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, and we love stories like yours. So, well, you know, this whole vegan thing, there are so many of us that have been vegan for a while, or some people that are new to it, and we love success, we love great food, and so when somebody does it and does it right and gets some recognition, you've got this whole happy army behind you.
Oh my goodness, well thank you so much, that's so sweet.
Well,
I love all of those things too, food, success, sweets, fun.
Yeah, you know, I have our website, responsibleeatingandliving.com, and I post a lot of different recipes up there, healthy food and all kinds of things, but whenever I post the treats, that's what gets the most traffic.
Yes, I'd say that we've definitely gotten most of our attention from our sweets over the years. That has been the strongest part of our business. It's the part that keeps growing and growing and growing. And while our sandwiches are super fun and, you know, coffee is always a must, our sweets just really pull people in the door. I mean, you can't resist looking at a cupcake or a cookie and not falling in love.
Yeah. Well, I'm always promoting healthy food because I want vegans to be models for the world, because I'm coming from a place where I believe vegan food is the ideal for the environment, for health, for animals, and I want us to be glowing and beautiful and strong and living long, healthy lives so that everybody else wants to come along.
Absolutely. We completely agree. And we think everybody should start their healthy day with a good dose of enjoyable dessert. I mean, there's nothing better than eating food that you absolutely enjoy that's really fun and is also better for you.
That's right. Now, one of the things on your bakery website that I love is that you have all the ingredients for all of your products.
Yes, we cater to everyone, and we want to make sure that everybody knows what is going into their mouths and their bodies. And so if we have people that are concerned about one ingredient or another, or trying to avoid an ingredient for a sensitivity or an allergy, we want to make sure that they can do that easily. But also we want to show people how simple and how straightforward our ingredients are, and there are no scary ingredients. There's not a ton of preservatives and things that you can't pronounce. It's straightforward food.
Yeah, I was reading it, and I'm just going to reiterate everything you just said, because it's important. I think more companies are starting to learn that it's important to divulge this information, because so many people have food issues, and vegans can be really militant, you know, when they want to know what's in their food. So it's smart to just make it easy and have it out there. I know I've been to so many places, and when I ask the servers, you know what's in this, and they look so dumbfounded, like, what? You know, it's a piece of cake. What do you mean, what's in it?
Right.
So it's really important. And then I was also really thrilled to see how clean your desserts are. Basically the same ingredients I use when I bake, pretty much.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly, that is our entire kind of message that we want to send by putting out all of our ingredients out there, as well as having the book available for folks as well, so you can see what we're using. We're not talking about a lot of intricate, detailed ingredients. We're talking about flour and sugar and different fat sources to develop the texture and the flavor, and also your frosting, excuse me, and fresh fruits and chocolate, you know, it's real food.
Okay, now you are the winner of the cupcake wars.
True.
Can you tell us a little bit about how that all started? I mean, it's just such a great story, and I'm so glad you're the winner.
Yeah, we've actually, you know, tooting my own horn over here, we've actually won twice. We went on once and won up against one other vegan and two other traditional style bakers. And we went back a second time, didn't do so well, went back a third time, and won against three traditional bakers who were also previous winners. So we're the first vegans to win the All-Stars of the Cupcake Wars, and we're very proud of that. And I, any chance I get, I do have to tout our horn, because it's just, it's such a fun thing to be able to talk to people about. I mean, it's the Food Network too. It's super fun.
I'm right.
So, well, you know,
are you going to, are they going to do something good with you at the Food Network? We're all clamoring. Who's going to get the first vegan food show on the Food Network?
I have no idea. I mean, unless, you know, Rachel Ray or Guy Fieri is going to go vegan anytime soon. I think they're going to have a tough run. But I'm open to any ideas or suggestions anyone has.
Now, are you expanding the bakery? Is it going to go franchise or chain? Are you going to stay small? What's your plan?
Oh, well, right now we're focusing on our wholesale. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can clear up this bad connection. Okay, is that a little bit better?
That sounds like, yeah, that does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right now we're working on extending our wholesale. We have partnered with a facility who has been doing wholesale for years and years and years, and we are now producing our Sticky Fingers products for the Mid-Atlantic region, for Whole Foods, and for other natural food stores. We're really working on growing that right now. We have cakes and cupcakes and brownies and cookies, and that's really been a fun way to try and reach all of our fans and new fans and customers. As far as expanding the actual individual shop, I'm open to just about anything as far as what the future holds for Sticky Fingers. I haven't signed a lease on a new place yet, but you know, it definitely is a lot of work to keep a business up and running. We have 26 employees here on any given day, and a lot of product to move in and out of the bakery, and a lot of people to keep happy. So there's nothing set in stone.
Okay, I liked reading about the Korean company that came along and wanted to model your store.
Yeah, that was really fun. That happened in 2005 as a result of a friend of ours being on kind of a 60-minute style Korean TV show, documentary show.
Mm-hmm.
And she came into our store while the crew was filming her, and somebody saw the show down the line and thought that it would be an interesting addition to Korean food cuisine. And it was doing really well. Last time I checked, we went there and opened it, and they have a kind of free will to expand as they see fit for their environment.
Sure. I wish it had been there when I spent some time in Korea. I was there a lot doing some engineering work back in 1999 and 2000. And and I know that the country has changed so much in the last 10 years. I read about all kinds of things, and a lot of it's really great. But there were a few vegan restaurants, and one of them I salivate to go back to.
Oh, wow.
But I wish the bakery had been there.
Yeah. We had such a great time while we were there. It opened up just a whole new world of eating to us. Definitely, we were blessed by having people with us who could navigate the menus for us and make sure that we were not eating any animals by mistake. But we had such a great time with the tofu houses and the porridge and the Buddhist temples where we could go and get 6-course meals of pure vegan goodness. And oh my gosh, it was
amazing. There was one restaurant I went to, and I probably ate there like 3 or 4 times a week, but they would put out 25 different dishes, and it costs like nothing. And I'm like a plate cleaner, and so I would work at one thing at a time and clean it up and then work on the next one. And I didn't realize there were a few dishes that they kept replenishing. And so
I was in trouble.
Yeah, but it was all really
next
good.
Next thing you know, you've had like 45 servings of bean
kimchi.
Sprouts and sesame seeds. Yeah.
Yeah. okay, so you're definitely one of the queen of vegan desserts here.
No, I love that term, and if that's what you're going to see me, I accept.
Let's back up a bit and get some history from you, like how it all began.
Sure. Right around 1995, I became vegetarian after working with a veterinarian. I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian. Mm. And I got to witness a surgery and saw the inside of a dog and noticed how it looked a lot like chicken. Mm. And the musculature was a little bit too familiar to what I had been eating the night before. So that kind of changed the way that I looked at my meat and animals, and it's been all a vegan journey since then. I soon went vegan after that and became really interested in the nutrition aspect and the health aspect of being vegan and making sure that a vegan diet was done healthfully and safely. You know, so many people always try and scare you about the B12 and the protein, and I wanted to make sure that I was not going to be one of those people. So I fell in love with the nutrition aspect, which mm-hmm. is where I ended up going to school at University of Maryland, which is where I took some food science classes, and lo and behold, found out about the whole science behind baking and the fascinating aspects of building recipes based on the science rather than simply what each ingredient can do. So that is where I started to look outside of traditional baking and think we could do this. And I'm really hungry for some really good
food. Well, I think having good vegan treats is what really opens the door for so many people, because they think I can't do this because I'm going to be deprived and I'm not going to be have all those favorite comforting things. And we know that's not true.
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make sure that you can become vegan without missing out on any of the things that you remember, like cookies and cupcakes and cakes and.
Now,
loads and loads of sweet stuff.
Unfortunately, people are having more and more food sensitivities, and I'm not really sure where this is all coming from, if it's because the quality of our food is changing, or maybe something's happened over the hundreds of years of natural selection, who knows, that's tripping with our DNA, I don't know. But more and more people have wheat sensitivities and allergies and celiac disease. It's scary.
Yeah.
And there's soy issues, and certain people have their own peculiar allergies, some I've never even heard of. Where does that fit into your bakery scenario? Do you have some recipes that are accommodating to sensitive eaters?
Absolutely, we do. We have gluten-free, wheat-free items available. We have some soy-free available, though the Earth Balance products that we are able to get for our store do have soy in them, but the individual sized items, you can definitely get soy-free. So when you're baking stuff at home, you can easily convert to a soy-free option.
Yeah, it's all in the chemistry. And I'm a believer that there's a lot of great gluten-free treats that can be made once you figure out the chemistry.
Yeah, we play it very safe here, and we make sure that the items that we have available gluten-free are and that are very easy to do. So our, like, chocolate cupcakes with our chocolate frosting and our chocolate... and, of course, we're exploring every day. But still, dairy and eggs tend to be the higher and more dangerous of the allergies that are out there and seen more prevalently in younger kids, especially.
Now, you definitely had some great success with your bakery and the Cupcake Wars and your book that's coming out. How has your family responded to your lifestyle?
Like my husband and my baby. We just adopted our first son in September, so that was right around when all this stuff was developing and while we were working on Cupcake Wars and finishing up the book. And so it's been an absolute crazy time, and my husband is such a sweetheart. He's just a great dad and a great support system, and is just really having fun watching all of our hard work blossom. It's just been amazing jumping in and taking over where I can't.
Yeah. How old's your son?
He's 7 months old.
Oh, and what are you, well, right now, what is he eating?
Well, let's see. Last night he had peas. He had pureed peas for dinner. And we had some zucchini. we had some organic Earthfest soy formula. What else did we eat? We ate a frozen washcloth for our teeth. And a couple of, you know, may have found a couple dog toys on the floor, too.
That's great. Well, it should really be an interesting journey. Feeding children
is
interesting.
Fun.
Definitely fun. They're more, these early years are so critical and so many people don't realize what an important thing it is to get your child trained on good foods, develop their taste buds for good foods early on.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're a big believer in feed real food. So, you know, we follow the rules as far as making sure that there are no allergies or sensitivities and spreading out the types of foods that we do. Man, he's already eaten lentil soup and baked tofu and black beans. He really enjoys onions. Not traditional for a little baby, but, you know, it's important to get all those spices in there and vary that palate.
Now, there's a bunch of different people out today with vegan cookbooks. There's so many of them. I'm just overwhelmed how many new ones are coming out, which is really inspiring, which means that the market is growing.
Yeah.
And that's good. And there's a number of different vegan bakers out there. Do you connect at all with some of the other ones? There's like this great little community happening of...
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. It's a community. I think the more that we work together and support each other to continue creating wonderful desserts, it's just going to be a better food world in vegan cuisine. And absolutely, we work when I say work together, there are definitely people that I'm in contact with that I work with regularly, looking at their recipes and building off of their items, but also just people that are food blogging about the stuff that they're making in their kitchen. That's really an inspiration for us and gives us ideas every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, the pictures for your treats are really, really lovely. It looks like you put a little art into what you're making. You don't just make them taste good, and I like that.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with the photos. Melissa Nyman is an amazing photographer, and then Jenny Webb and I, Jenny who is on Cupcake Wars, and I did all the photo styling right here in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Okay. What else do I want to talk about before I let you go? Do you have any favorites?
My absolute favorite cake and cupcake is our almond cream. Our coconut cream, and then second is our almond cream. I'm looking at them in the case right now, and they're side by side, and I think I want to combine them and eat one. The coconut cake is my absolute favorite. Almond cream is very close second. But really, I like everything.
Of course.
Everything.
Yes, and I'm sure the cravings change from time to time, where sometimes you want... I'm looking at a coffee cake here or chocolate or, but
yeah, one of our bakers, Ramon, is in the kitchen right now working on some cherry inspired items for the Cherry Blossom Festival coming up soon. So that's going to be a fun time and some fun desserts.
And you're in Maryland?
We are in Washington, D.C., 1370 Park Road, Washington, D.C., Columbia Heights. We're about, 3 miles from the, capital.
Right. That's a pretty hip place. I can see why you're doing well there. Yeah.
It's fun.
There's a good growing vegan community there.
Yeah, we call it the vegan bubble. Everywhere you go, there's something vegan and there's someone vegan.
Your name, Doron, is that how it's pronounced?
That's one of the ways.
How do you say it?
I say Doron.
Doron.
Like Doron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure where the origin is of your name, but I know other people that are named Doron, and it means gift.
Yes, that is what we found as a derivative.
Yeah.
However, my mother swears that it is a Greek derivative, though I've only seen it as a Hebrew derivative.
Right.
I'll take what I can get, as long as, you know, it's a good name. I like it.
Well, I like it, and I think that you definitely are a gift.
oh my goodness, thank you.
That's what I was leading up to anyway. I mean, anybody that's giving the world these great, and we love cupcakes.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, thank you so much for building this platform for us. This is a wonderful way to offer our information to tons of other people that really care about their bodies and their food.
Right. Well, yeah. And I just can't say it enough. This is all I talk about day in and day out. But you can have your cake. You can eat it, too. It doesn't have to harm anybody.
True.
There's no reason to use milk from tortured cows. There's no reason to use eggs from battery hens. It's just not necessary. And you're proving it day in and day out.
Yes, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. We've been here for 10 years, and we've been doing it successfully every day. And come and try it.
Right. So that's why you're not just a gift to humans, but you're a gift to the animals, too.
Oh, well.
Okay, you know, so you, so it's Doran.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to say that right now. Doran, thank you so much for spending some time with me on It's All About Food.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And I hope to get to Washington, D.C., and definitely load up on some of your treats. But if I can't get there, I can get them online, right?
You can get them online. We'll happily send you your cupcakes or your cookies or your brownies.
Oh, look at that. Problem solved. The website is?
StickyFingersBakery.com.
StickyFingersBakery.com. Thank you. I wish you a lot of luck with your new cookbook.
Thank you so much.
And,
that was amazing.
Yeah. And I hope the Food Network grabs you soon.
Oh, me too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Doran Peterson, the owner of Sticky Fingers Sweets Bakery. And she has this gorgeous new cookbook out, Sticky Fingers Sweets, 100 Super Secret Vegan Recipes. But they're not secret because they're all in this book. And I just want to highlight a little bit here of what I was just talking about. There's 60 billion or so, give or take a few, land animals that are grown every year, mostly in factory farms, in confined, filthy, horrific conditions. And many of them are chickens. Chickens either for laying eggs or chickens for meat. And we know more and more that this isn't necessary. We don't need these animals for any nutrients. We can get all of our nutrition from whole plant foods, all of them. And we don't need the cholesterol that these animal foods give us. We don't need the saturated fat. We don't need the acidic animal protein. We don't need animals for our food. And when it comes to heavenly baked treats, we don't need milk. There are so many different non-dairy milk options out today, and they're everywhere. I see them in all the stores, not even health food stores anymore. There's soy milk of every flavor, unsweetened, sweetened, vanilla, chocolate, eggnog. And then you have rice milk and hemp milk and oat milk. You can make it at home yourself. You can buy it in the store. There's no need to consume the bodily fluids of another animal. No other mammal consumes its own milk as an adult. Just think about that. The only mammals that consume milk as an adult are the domesticated ones, where we pour some milk in a bowl for them to eat. It's not natural. And we know that there are so many health effects that are not good for us, that are linked to dairy consumption. Eggs, the eggs that are grown in factory farms, with hens that barely see the light of day, they're de-beaked, they're crammed into these cages where they have no room to move. They're fed all kinds of garbage, literally. They live in their own excrement. and they lay eggs. And those eggs are laced with what? E. coli? Salmonella? Who needs that? We don't need eggs. There are so many wonderful, nutritious plant foods that can give the properties that we want from eggs. If you want a binder in a baked good, there are different choices. There's a number of different starches out there, cornstarch and arrowroot, potato starch, tapioca starch. You can buy Energy Egg Replacer, which is a combination of starches that works really nicely. I love using ground flax seeds. You can use the golden version ground up, and you usually don't see them in the baked good, like a light flour cookie or a bread. Or you can use the brown flax seeds, and they're nice too, but they'll give you a little brown fleck in your baked product. Applesauce works well. Bananas work. Depends on what you want to achieve. And then you can make all kinds of egg products, like scrambled eggs with tofu. It's endless. We do not need to exploit and torture at all. And there we go. So you've been listening to me, Karen Hartglass, and I invite you to visit responsibleeatingandliving.com. Lots of great recipes up there. And that's all for this week. Thank you for joining me. Have a really delicious one, and have a cupcake, a vegan one. Why not? Have a great week.